Welcome to the Trickett's Travel Podcast with Meg
and Josh
talking through our recent adventures.
So, babe, let's enjoy it being you, me, and a cup of tea.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome to episode two.
Episode two. I can't believe we made it.
I can't believe we did one, let alone two.
I know. I mean, we had quite a few people listen.
So many people have been so kind about it and say like, oh, I'm listening to it while I'm driving to work, or I'm listening to it on my break, and I'm just like, oh guys, this makes me so happy that like we're getting to share our like adventures and share us yapping and, you know, just have people be here for it and get, not the time, you know. And I used to write my Facebook posts, all the feedback I would get was, you're great at writing blogs, Meg, but they are long, like they need some like dedication to sit down and listen to them.
Yeah, the main question was, how long does this take you to write these, like, and the answer was weeks, putting it off. Yeah,
it takes me a good hour sat down to write one of them.
We enjoyed a lot last week, actually, just chatting for a week, for an hour, and just it's been really nice.
I've been so excited to record it again. In fact, we were supposed to record it on Thursday, and I was like, no, babe, let's record it tonight.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to sit down. Like, today is 2 months anniversary till our wedding.
2 months till the wedding. That's
60 days.
Yeah.
Insane. We try and do, like, a little treat when it's, like, the anniversary day till the wedding. So normally we'll, like, go and do, like, a wedding-inspired date or something.
Yeah.
But so tonight did not allow because I booked a haircut and I booked an appointment. And
too much going on.
But we've gone to Tesco.
Yep.
Bought some yummy treat goo puddings.
Yeah. Warmed them up in the air fryer.
Yeah. And got our cup of tea to sit and chat with.
Yeah. So if you hear munching away, that's what that is. It's us eating our pudding while we chat.
And yeah, I thought, why not celebrate 2 months of the wedding by sitting down and talking to you?
Yeah, put it on document. So 2 months to the wedding. Let's go for top feelings.
Top feelings today are very positive, to be honest.
Wow.
I'm turning a corner with the wedding planning. I don't know if any of you have been in wedding planning already. I really wish everyone to get married, but wedding planning, not sure I wish that on people. It's not fun. It's not been a positive as fun as I thought it would be.
Well, maybe as positive. There has been loads of positives in it, but it has been, like, I think when you think, oh yeah, but we're not like those people that want everything and
I don't have big dreams. I'm not like this. I just want a low-key wedding. That still takes planning.
Yeah, it still takes a lot of planning.
Yeah.
A lot of time
Anyway, I'm turning a corner. I'm deciding to be more positive about it, which is working, surprisingly enough. Look at that. And I'm actually getting really excited for it. I feel like we've got to the point now where, like, everything is done. Like, we have made all the big decisions. We've done all the things that require, like, us to really think about what we want and, like, the structure of the day and all that. All this nice stuff now is just, like, decorations and figuring things out. And I have an incredible friend who is doing all our majority of our decorations for us. Like, she is wanting to start a like wedding decorations business and also really wanted to help us with the wedding however she could, and we decided she would be our wedding decorator, which has been an epic decision, to be honest.
Yep.
Because she's so talented. Like, she sent us through the photos just now. Oh, like, proper treat.
It is amazing what she's doing already, and like the fact that she's literally starting this endeavor and this is what she's coming out with already is so
stunning.
Cool.
And I'm so excited, and she's so talented and looks so beautiful. I'm just like, you're amazing, and it's going to be so exciting to work with a friend but also like a vendor, you know. And like not have to do wedding decorations myself. I mean, that's the main positive of this whole thing.
Massive.
And I got to phone her today and talk through everything, talk through decorations.
So cool.
And all the things that I'm forgetting, anything I need to remember. She's just got married. When did she get married?
I want to say April.
April, you're right.
Yeah.
We went to her wedding and she had put so much time and effort into that. It was beautiful. Yeah. Like,
the attention to detail was unreal.
Unreal, like incredible. So then to be able to see her work in action and then be like offered her help with our wedding.
because we are not
we are not creative
level of creative or attention to detail or like think about everything, you know. We're like, oh, you need to think about that.
Yeah, so she like keeps me in line. She's like, yeah, so have you done this, Meg? I'm like, oh no, okay, I'll do that, I'll add that to my list.
Yeah.
And she's like, what can I do to help? I'm like, you are helping more than you'll ever know. Like, I can't give you any more jobs. She's like, you can, like, let me help. And I'm like, I don't know, like...
Yeah, tell me which jobs I'm forgetting.
Yeah, tell me which jobs I'm forgetting, and then you do them. So it got me really excited for the wedding, to be honest. And I'm just like, 2 months, that's all it is now. It's 6 weeks till we leave the island and go home. Like, 6 weeks, like, what?
I know,
that's nothing.
It's creeping up, isn't it? Really? Like, this is the whole summer going to be gone by the time we get home, so it's wild when we
at least we'll get more summer when we go on holiday.
Yeah. We'll shout Molly's business out when she sets it up, shall we?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Give a little, yeah.
Give a little promo.
Yeah, we will have more summer when we go away after the wedding. Because
I've never been more tanned in my life. Well, I did 6 months in Asia, and then we came back to summer, and I'm not that white. I mean, I'm white quite white, but I'm not white for me. I'm normally, like, pasty.
Yeah, you're doing very well.
And then we're going to do another 3 months in the sun. Sorted.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole 3 months of podcast to come on that, so...
Oh, gosh, and then we'll we can officially be the Trickets Travels, because we'll officially be the Trickets by that point.
At the moment, we are being
Yeah, I'm still Megan Evans.
Yeah, we are not the Trickets yet, but...
This is just the warm-up, guys. I'm just excited. I'm going to be a Tricket soon. 60 days, in fact.
Yeah.
But then we'll also be travelling, so then we can officially be the Trickets Travels.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really excited about the wedding.
Feelings?
I'm feeling really excited. I'm feeling really excited for the
honeymoon. That's the same feeling?
For the honeymoon.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, that is the same feeling. But I'm just more excited for the honeymoon.
Than the wedding?
At the moment.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll get far more excited for the wedding.
You choose your words wisely, Josh.
I'm really excited for the wedding. Yeah.
No, I'm actually really excited for the honeymoon too. Because then we just get to enjoy it. We fell in love traveling. Like, we were together for 4 months before we went traveling for like 5 months together.
Yeah.
And so there was a time where we spent more of our relationship traveling than we did. Like, just doing normal
life. Yeah.
So I miss it so much. Like, I can't wait to be back in that space with you, just the two of us, just living it up. And
I think I'm looking forward to just time with each other.
We spend
so much time working, and then when we're not working, we're wedding planning or doing other things.
Yeah,
and
socializing.
You know, and weekends have plans and this and that. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, just be me and you.
Yeah.
Not so many cups of tea, though. That's the only downside. Like,
that is true.
It's not me, you, and a cup of tea. Asia. It's me, you, and filtered water.
A bottle of water.
It's not even beer, because we don't even... You know, beer
too
is
expensive.
Too expensive out there. Maybe we'll have to splash out on the honeymoon, start treating ourselves.
What, like a lemonade?
They're like a lemonade,
Or Coke.
Or Coke, yeah. Not a beer, though.
Okay, yeah. The other wedding update is that we have no DJ.
Oh, yeah. We're making a decision. We're standing firm for now.
We're thinking...
Let's just DJ it ourselves and do a playlist. I mean, some of me, I talked it out, and I'm like, the pros of a DJ. They can, like, MC a wedding. They can, like, bring the crowd up if they need to, you know.
Do they really do that?
I don't know.
Whether they're very, like, I don't know whether a DJ's... If I hear a DJ over the mic, I just think, oh...
I don't know. But then I do feel like they definitely shuffle the music to be the right vibe. They match it the where it's at.
Whereas our playlist would just be
playing
dance or playing the whole time we put it
on. Pros to us doing it: save £600, which is a big
DJs
win in my
are
book.
Expensive. They're expensive. I thought it was going to be like
300. I was like, £300. I'll think about it. But now I'm like, £600. I'm not sure I'm going to think about it. Like.
This is like
we listen to
2 weeks of traveling, probably.
Literally. Yeah. Like, our whole flights from UK to Singapore for one person.
For one person.
Return.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Is that the cat out of the bag where we're going?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. We're going back to Asia.
Yeah, shock.
Shock. Such a shock. I've totally been there we'll be 3 years in a row this year, but...
Yeah.
Let's love it. We're going somewhere new, though.
Yeah, we are. Neither of us have been.
Neither of us. Bali.
Starting in Bali,
Starting in Bali and Indonesia. And then trekking up to the Philippines.
Maybe.
To be honest,
not planned yet.
Not got more of a plan than that. So we've got, we booked.
Let's be honest, we don't even have, we don't know where we're going. Apart from.
No, we have no idea where we're going, to be honest, apart from starting in Bali, because we've booked our first week's accommodation this week. That was the super, that was more exciting than the wedding planning, to be honest, because we literally, like, I was searching and searching and searching for, like, a little bit, more than I care to admit, for, like, somewhere. I basically got it in my head, I really wanted to go to, like, you know, see the rice fields, have, like, a bamboo villa with, like, a private pool and, like, something just chill for us for the first week, so we can just, like, take it all in, newly married, get over jet lag, because that's going to be,
that's real.
You know, a cow to get over. And
we wanted a honeymoon for,
like,
our honeymoon.
Yeah, like, you want to have the first week just feel like the honeymoon.
We're on honeymoon. And then after that, you can just go into normal travelling life, basically, and it would be less honeymoony.
And then, anyway, the honeymoony places come with honeymoony prices, which, when you're doing it for 2.5 months, can't afford that.
Yeah,
for that long.
Some of them were.
So it was like, oh, we could go somewhere really nice for like 3 nights.
Yeah, and we'd blow that.
And we'd blow the budget for like, you'd spend like, it was like something like £600-700 for 3 nights in some of these places. And
it's,
I was like,
way more expensive than anywhere in the UK. It's what?
And then I was like, but it's so nice, Josh. And you were like, Meg. And I was like, but I really like it.
Yeah, but you would have regretted it.
I would have regretted it. You are right. But anyway, nothing that 5 days on Airbnb can't fix, because here we are, found somewhere that's just as stunning, absolutely gorgeous. The only sacrifice, it's not a private pool, it's a, what do you call it?
A bath.
A bath, wow.
Yeah,
that
but
made it
basically
sound worse. Like a hot tub
vibe. It's a big bowl, basically.
Yeah, and
I mean,
it's got, like,
yeah, but all the ones that have pools are just basically a bath. They're tiny little things.
Yeah, they are, to be fair. It's nothing dramatic.
Also, that's not, it doesn't matter.
And,
it's gorgeous, though.
Well, to be fair, it was because the only thing you said was, babe, can we have a pool? And I was like, yeah, that'd be great.
That's my fault,
that was the only criteria I put in, because that's all you asked for.
Oops.
Oops. Well, anyway, when I got rid of that one, found somewhere, didn't I?
Yeah.
And it was in a really good price. We managed to stay there for 7 nights for like half that price.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worked out really well, actually.
Which is just so cool. Anyway, it's definitely got sidetracked from wedding talk.
Yeah.
So
okay.
No DJ, because we do great music. We do great playlists.
Yeah.
We can, we're going to have to inspire probably Keris. She doesn't know this yet. If you're listening, this is your notice to be the MC for the wedding.
Oh. Yeah. You're just going to, you can make that decision.
Maybe. Great. Maybe that's not fair on her. She's already the maid of honour. It's probably a bit intense.
It's quite a lot, but.
But she's also, she's an epic woman.
Anyway, everyone will have to let us know if they've ever been to a.
A wedding
been
with
to
no
a
DJ.
Wedding with no DJ and a wedding with a DJ, and if they had a preference or what they thought about it.
Yeah.
Because I think we'll do just fine, and there's only like a couple of hours of dance floor time that we're there for, so we'll just put the best songs
for everyone,
on for
really.
Yeah, because probably only a couple of hours for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll have to all let us know. Let us know what you think.
Like and subscribe. Comment below.
Oh, stop it.
You're an influencer already, babe.
Right, well, enough with your bit about wedding then.
Fine. So, anyway, recent adventures.
Recent
what travels
adventures.
Have you been on recently, Joshua?
Recent adventures. So, on Friday night last week, I picked you up from work.
Yeah.
And we drove.
As you do every day, which
as
you're
I do
very
every
kind.
Day, to be fair, yes. But that's because we only have one car. But anyway, not by judge. No, I'm kidding.
You could make me walk home.
Yeah, I could. Anyway, I picked you up because I wanted to go and do something fun. So I'd packed the camping bag with like stuff to cook on outdoors on our little camp stove and some food.
It's our favourite way to spend the Friday night.
Exactly.
Work's finished. Dinner somewhere outdoors.
Just go outside somewhere. So anyway, so I found a little spot that I thought might be nice after about 2 minutes scrolling on Google Maps.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you only take 2 minutes to research somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you don't travel plan, because we would stay in nowhere was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one paid off though, because so I my criteria is I looked at the west of the island for the sunset, and I saw somewhere and I thought, oh, that looks good. So then basically we drove there, and it was like this walk down through this, from this like waterfall, and there was like bridges over it, and you like swayed down it, and it was just
it was stunning.
So magical. It was just like this enclosed in like big walls and these waterfalls coming down. It was so cool.
I can't believe we've never been there before, and no one's ever recommended. Like, I know. You'd think that was somewhere that everyone would go. It was stunning.
It was so much better than some of the places some people recommend. So.
Yeah, and it was like walkways and trees and forests. Like, that I love walking through the woods.
Yeah.
And then you just pop out at the beach, and you're like, what? This is beautiful.
Yeah, we literally like popped out of the beach. It was like really nice, really gorgeous, and we just sat there and we cooked.
There was no one else there.
It was no one on the beach. We just cooked dinner on the beach.
Yeah,
it was really nice, and we sat and chatted for a while, watched the sun sort of get towards setting, and then as we were leaving, there was a family that turned up, and there was like
she had like two teenage kids and one younger kid who was like maybe like 12.
Yeah, it was just this lady.
Yeah, like, and she had this full setup of like loads of like picnic, literal picnic boxes, weren't they? Really cute, like hampers.
Like, proper like picnic baskets.
Yeah, and had some
like,
disposable barbecues on the go.
She literally like got it all out, had disposable
barbecues. Had like 0% G&Ts.
Yeah,
such
she
a vibe.
Was like proper set up.
She was so cool. And
we
then
ended
we just
up chatting. Yeah. Like, we said hi, and then we just started chatting. And
I love meeting people and bumping into people and just started talking to them. And we were just talking for so long and like about like how beautiful this place is and how amazing the Isle of Man is and how it lends itself to just doing this sort of thing on the like after work. And we were saying like, oh, I just really hope that when we're parents, this is the thing we'll do with the kids on a Friday night. Like,
oh, but it will be, won't it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but it was really sweet. And it was a nice end to the evening, actually, to just...
And then we got talking about wedding planning and
she was so lovely.
And she was like, you guys have the most infectious sort of love. Like, you can just tell how much you're obsessed with each other. And I was like, oh, you've only just met us.
So sweet. She was just like, congratulations. Oh, it's so lovely. She was really nice.
She was so nice.
Yeah. Oh, and then on the way back, actually, we made a stop off, didn't we, at the gym?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh.
It was like, it was... I mean, it was probably about 10 p.m, wasn't it?
Well, I just said, should we go pop to the gym for a shower? Because the showers there are much nicer than the harbour ones.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, while we're here, babe, let's not be lazy.
May as well.
Get your butt in the gym.
Do a quick workout.
Do a quick one.
We did arm workout, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a little arm workout where we discovered that it's really hard to laugh and lift a weight because I couldn't stop giggling the whole time.
Just laughing
at how silly things were. And, like, there were so many, like, roadmen just literally just staring at themselves in the mirror. They're not called roadmen in the gym.
No,
gym boys.
There was a lot of gym guys there. I mean, at that time of night, you've got to be quite dedicated, don't you, to be there, I suppose.
I don't think we're very dedicated.
No, but
we were just there
for
the
lols.
And because there wasn't that many people, we were just playing on all the machines we don't normally get to play on and, like, messing around. Like, you were on the balance board for a bit. I was just skipping in the gym.
I loved the balance board, though. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. I just was like, do you know what? The gym is like an adult's playground.
Yeah.
Like, it is the place where it's socially acceptable to go and like just mess around and have fun.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
You were not impressed when we left and we got home at 11 p.m. though.
Yeah, I was quite tired actually, but fair enough. Then Saturday, woke up and we'd agreed to go sailing with Ben and Lucas.
Yeah.
And
because
the reason being that Ben wants to learn how to sail.
Because you've convinced him
because
to buy a boat.
Has bought a boat.
You've talked him into it.
I may have talked him into it a bit, but
it's really cool.
He talked himself into it.
Into that hole, yeah.
But he has bought a boat now, and the boat is in near Southampton, so he has to, one, know a bit how to sail to get it back. Two, he's going to own a
boat. Take my fiancé
so
for a week.
Gonna have to sail.
So that he can sail it back.
And he's taking me for a week to sail it back with him, which means that I want to know that he knows how to sail because I'll be on the boat with him.
Yeah, and I want to know he knows how to sail because you don't want to fly to a boat to pick it up and sail for a week having never, ever, ever in your life sailed before.
No, that would be a very bad introduction to sailing.
But do you know what you did as an introduction to sailing? Quite an intense windy sail.
Yeah, well,
we were committed to the sail.
Yeah, well, we knew there was going to be wind. The forecast read that there was going to be quite a bit of wind and there was going to be some waves. But, yeah. You know, it sort of seemed like, oh, it might be okay. And we woke up and there
I just remember waking up at 6 a.m. and hearing the wind howling through the harbour and being like, oh my gosh, please make this calm down. And then just looking at you and being like, Josh, you promised me this is safe. Like, is this safe? And you were like, yeah, babe, it's safe. And then I was like, yeah, sure. Like, when we got, like, we were going out and it was like, I could see the choppy waves and I was like, this is going to be intense. And then I just, Lucas, we took two of mates, Ben and Lucas, and Lucas also had sailed before. And he was learning how to be a boat wife with me and Ben was learning how to be a boat boy with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lucas, this is where we just sit and we go, he told me it's safe.
Yeah. I mean, we've never put a reef in this mainsail, which
I've
basically
never seen
means
you'd reef this one.
It means, like, you, for anyone who doesn't understand that, it means that you reduce the amount of sail that you have out, so you basically lower it down and you tie it down,
so you put a smaller amount of sail out,
yeah,
so that there's less material for the wind to catch,
yeah,
so that then it has less, the wind has less power. This is knowledge. And then the power means, no, I've got
it means that, like, if you've got too much, you'll just, the boat will lean over too much and you'll sail inefficiently, basically, and it'll just be a very uncomfortable and a bit, and can get a
twitchy
bit
bum.
Yeah, a bit scary at times. So, but we've never actually had to, because we've just gone out when the weather's nice and things. But,
and you prepped one reef.
Well, I prepped one reef.
And then you saw those
waves.
Yeah,
when we got into the outer harbour, I went, I'm just going to start with both reefs in, which is the most we can have. And,
I've never seen the sail so small on our boat.
It was a very good job we did, because we got out there and we put all three sails up. We had a little bit of the headset. We didn't have the whole head sail out. Mm-hmm. We had the little back one up and we did the small main. And it was like, the waves were big. It was very windy. And we were like, the bow was just like smashing under water, like into the waves.
It would like go up on a wave and then it would just drop into a wave.
Yeah.
And then it would go straight back up again and then drop into a wave.
Like, boat was on its side. Water was like, you know, covering the decks. And it was proper fun.
I was just watching it being like, I hope you fix those leaks, Josh. Guess what?
No.
Nope.
No, still found a few more.
Still found... The whole floor was wet after. And I was like, I think that's more leaks than we knew about, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really lot of fun. But I think it was really good, actually, because it meant that Ben saw some rough weather sailing rather than...
Like the nice sailing false pretenses.
Yeah, if he'd gone out and it was just all nice and we'd sort of la-di-da'd across the bay, and then when he was sailing his boat back... It would have been crazy, you know, at times the wind probably would have got up and he would have been worried. So it was nice to show him some rough weather and be like, it's okay. He had a great time.
I was so happy. He was so proud of him. He just was like so happy, loving every minute.
He was like a little kid, wasn't he?
Stuck in. He is just such a little kid sometimes. I love him. He's fab.
Yeah.
But he got so in there. And I was sat, like, we were sat at the front after, like, when we were sailing back in. And I was like, Ben, like, how was it? And he was like, I loved it, Meg. Like, it was so good. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Which is so cool, because he'd never sailed before. So there was a worry that he might just be like, oh, actually, that was terrifying and I didn't enjoy it. And
I don't think Lucas had the same experience.
Luke's quite had the same, like, oh, it's crazy.
This is crazy.
I think he still enjoyed it.
I think he still enjoyed it so much. But I think he definitely was like...
Not quite sure why I signed
up. Why you took him out
this.
In the wind.
Yeah, I think it was kind of necessary to take Ben out in something like that, but it wasn't necessary to take Lucas out.
Bless
because
him.
Lucas was just there fun, and I hadn't really prepared Lucas, to be fair, that it might be quite windy. I had told Ben that, but I hadn't really told Lucas.
Until he arrived on the boat, and you were kind of committed at that point.
Yeah, so I did feel a bit bad, but I think he still had
He did have
fun,
loads of fun.
Yeah.
He definitely will come out on a calmer day, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we were actually only out for, in the end, like, 2 hours at the most, less.
We did not need to be out longer than we needed
to. Yeah, we basically sailed upwind for a bit, tacked a few times, and then sailed back down and back into the harbour and came back in and then had lunch in the calm, because it was proper crazy. But
it was a bit wild out there, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And then when we got back, we had lunch and the boys left and they were like, guys, there's loads of people stood staring at your boat. And we were like, yeah. What? Like, we both stuck our heads out and there were just like 30, 40 people just railing, just stood.
Stood there with people, yeah.
And I was like, what are they looking at? Like, they're clearly not looking at our boat, but I was like, why are they looking at the harbour? Like, there's nothing there. Like, it's the harbour, guys. This is here every day. Like, yeah. Why are you looking at it?
It looked like they were, like, all waiting to be picked up or something. Or, yeah. You know, it's really weird.
And I was like, this is what you do in the Isle of Man. You pick up Facebook and you Google it on Facebook. Yeah. And I immediately put in Douglas later. Harbour. And then it came up with the R&LI boat is getting delivered today.
It's like, the come new join old R&LI boat or something like that. Yeah. Is coming back.
I was like, oh yeah, that's like now.
Yeah.
And then basically 5 minutes later, the really fancy new R&LI boat,
very big one,
very big, came and moored right behind us.
Yeah.
Like, right behind us.
Parked right there. Yeah. And everyone was right there for quite a while, so we didn't have much.
It was quite funny, to be fair. Just seeing so many people sit there looking like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, it was funny. Did we do more boat work? I can't remember.
I feel like you did afternoon jobs. You did, like, so you sanded some of the bowsprit. Yeah. You re-oiled some stuff.
Yeah, all the... rails. Maybe all the rails, like, that I sanded last week, I oiled again, maybe. I think I sanded the whole bowsprit, which is, like...
The front wood part of the wood.
Coming out the front. The boat. I think I sanded all of that and then oiled all that. Yeah. So there's been quite a few jobs on the wood still this week, but that's mostly, yeah.
And what did I do?
I don't know.
I can't even remember what I did Saturday afternoon. I feel like
Anyway.
I don't know. I just probably read my book.
We can move on to Sunday because we remember Sunday, don't we?
Oh, yes. Sunday was very memorable.
Sunday, I was... due to be running a half marathon, the Isle of Man half marathon. As you do. So, well, actually, I suppose that story starts with, on Friday night, I actually picked up my race number
so
and things.
Funny.
Which turned out to be more entertaining than I bargained on, because I turned up and I literally walk into this room and there's just like 10 people stood behind this long table. And the room is empty of, like, anyone else. It's just the guys stood behind the table. And they all look at me. And all I see is on the table, it's, like, A to, I don't know, D. And D to whatever, you know, like, yeah. Boxes with these things on. And I'm stood there looking blankly, clearly. And one of the guys goes, now all you need to do is figure out your surname. And I was like, oh, I know that. Just don't know where it comes.
And you're like...
And I was sat in my brain literally going, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, J. Because I mean, I'm really quite dyslexic, but...
Just a little bit.
Yeah, very dyslexic. But I don't know whether it's to do with that or whether it's just to do with the fact that I cannot picture, like...
Where your
I know the alphabet. I just can't just, like, pick a section of it. I have to just recite it.
I mean, you have been blessed with a very late in the alphabet surname. Mine's easy. Mine's 5 letters in.
Well, the hilarious thing was that when I finally got there, because it took so long, because my surname is right at the end, basically, because... It was in the last box, and I was like, oh, I could have just taken a punt at that if I'd thought about it, but...
Yeah, and they were all just stood there watching you, and you came back to the car, and you were laughing your head off. You were like, that was the most embarrassing experience of my life.
It was really quite funny.
I was laughing my head off. It was so funny.
It was very awkward. Anyway, so then on Sunday, and I'd read through the email for, like, where the start is.
I said
I'd
to you, I was like, things. It's your half marathon, you need to figure out what time it starts, what you need, where we're going, all this, where it starts, all this thing. And you were like, yeah, obviously, I'm going to figure this out. You've got it under control.
I've read the email, I know what I'm doing. So I was like, we're going to leave.
It's the first, like,
here.
I was like, are you sure you checked? You were like, yeah, 100%.
Got it down. So I was like, we're going to leave here at what did I say? 9, to get there for 9:30 at the latest, because it starts at 10. The marathon starts at 9:30, so we'll hopefully maybe see them, and then I'll start at 10. Anyway, we're driving there, and we're about, like, 10 minutes away. And I'm like, oh, I'll just double-check the email to make sure that I know, like, exactly where we're going in case, like, I missed where we're going. And I was like, oh, babe.
Yeah.
It was actually a 9 a.m. start, not a 10 a.m. start. And this was at like 10 past 9.
This was 9:15. Like, we were like, still not there.
5 minutes ago, basically. And I was like, well, I guess we may as well go and see what happens. And it was, I was just like so typical that I just completely missed that. Well, I feel like it's not that typical of me, but anyway. Maybe it is.
Whatever you want believe, babe.
Maybe. So anyway, we turn up and we're literally driving down the road that it starts on, and we see like a painted line on the floor for the marathon.
There was like no one there. Like, it's not like back home where these marathons and half marathons, like massive city events and massive signs and like roads shut down and everything like that. The Isle of Man is a small, small little.
We literally drove over. There was like a spray painted line saying marathon start, and then apparently the half marathon was 200 meters before that. So we drove down the road.
Well, we just couldn't see anyone. We're driving up and down the road.
There was no one with high vis.
And then we saw one guy with a hybrid said photographer on it, and I pulled up. I said, "Babe, just get out the car, like, and go ask him. He might know. Like, you're gonna be fine.
So awkward.
I said, "You're gonna be fine." And then you got out, and then you went up, and you're like, "So yeah, like."
I had my number on and everything, so it was obvious that I was trying to be in the race. And I was like, "I'm a bit late," and he was like, "Yeah, just a bit, like 20 minutes late." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, do you think I can still do it?" And he was like, "Yeah, you just, like, the start line's there." He just pointed to the road, like, by a lamppost.
It was literally in the road.
Just in the road, on an open road. And he was like, "Look, if you just start and run that way, you'll catch up eventually with people." You know, I had no idea where I was going.
Yeah, you didn't even know the course.
I didn't know the course at all. So I was like, just go that way. And he was like, yeah, just go that way. You'll find Marshalls eventually. I was like, okay, sure. And literally, he like got his camera out, came in from the road. You were like filming me from the car. And I literally like got my phone out and started the Strava and things, and was like, oh, okay. And like literally just then like stood in the middle of the road and just sort of set up.
He was like, okay, you ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go! And I was videoing you like, woo!
And I just set off running, and I was just like, this is the most random thing.
It was the cutest little start.
Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, it was a very relaxed start to half marathon. It was so nice, to be fair.
I would do it again. Yeah. Turn up late.
Because I didn't have to compete for the start. Like, So anyway, I just started running, got to the first group of marshals, and they were looking at me like I was crazy. They didn't, you know, and I was like, I started 20 minutes late, and they were like, oh, okay, like,
and then
really
you're like,
shocked.
Which way?
Yeah, they were stood at a T-junction. I was like, and which way? And they were like, oh, yeah, it's this way. And I was like, yeah, thanks, guys. Like, oh, it was really funny. But after 25 minutes, caught up with the first person at the back. And then I just spent the whole time just overtaking people, just slowly the whole time, because everyone was, you know, I would have been in front of all of them with the pace that I was running. Yeah. So it was just, I was just sort of, but the overtakes got harder as I went on, because at the back people were going much slower, and then they got faster as I went on. So
you got addicted to the overtake.
Yeah, it got quite difficult towards the end, but. Yeah, it ended up being really good.
You smashed it. Like, I honestly was like, are you okay? Like, what? You acted like you struggled when we ran 2.5 hour half marathon together.
Yeah.
Like, I think clearly it was just a sympathy struggle along with me whining.
Yeah.
Because you ran that in 1 hour and 50 minutes. Like, sorry, what? Like, that's insane.
It was really, really,
you did
fast,
so well. I was so impressed with you. I was like, sorry, you really wanted to get under like just 2 hours.
I wanted 2 hours. Well, originally when I first started
you said
for this
anything
one, I
under than 2.5.
And then I still started training and was like, I reckon I could do 2. So I was like, I want to get under 2, which it was,
and I was
hard
like, that's
to
gonna
sort
be hard, babe.
Up.
Just be kind to yourself. And then you ran it in 1 hour 50. I was like, okay.
And then I sort of wanted 1 hour 45.
No way did you want it.
On the,
no way.
On the day, it was sort
this
of the,
has not been
the like the sort of aim, but I just couldn't quite keep that pace. Like, I was so close to keeping it, but I just towards
Josh that. You did so well. You can't put unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, no. I mean, I was really happy. Like, all I wanted was under 2 hours, but I knew if I aimed for 2, I would probably struggle to keep that. But if I aimed for 1 hour 45, then I could keep it. So,
Yeah, you did so well. And then while you were on the marathon, I was the first time ever supporting, because I always run the races and I'm always the one
You're never the supporter.
And I just thought, I can't be bothered, to be honest. If I'm brutally honest, you caught me on a bad day when you were booking it, and I was never inspired since, and I just was like, I can't be bothered to run that long.
That's which is fine.
And I didn't, so I just supported. Yeah. But you said, I don't want you to come watch me.
Well, I asked you to drop me off at the start line, which you did.
And I said, timely. I am going to be at the end line.
And I said, you can turn up to the finish line if you want, but it's up to you.
Yeah, you
I
were said, like, please don't be trying to chase me around this. Please don't try
and follow me around the course and things. Like, it'll just probably get in my head and things. So,
so I did as I was told, stayed away, and went to with my close friend that came to the boat last week with the 2-year-old went to the park, where it was like, she was like, oh, do you want to hang out while Josh's doing it? I was like, yeah, I'd love to, please. And she was like, do you want to get a coffee? And I was like, do you want to go to the park? Like, I'd love to go outside and play with Rosie. And it was so fun. Like, I just love kids. Like, I miss having kids in our life so much, and like having them around and playing. And it was so nice just to get to play with her in the park. And when she sees me and she's like all like happy to see me and like runs up to me and gives me a cuddle. She was so sweet that day. Aww. And then she just kept on giving me cuddles. And then she was like on the roundabout thingy, and I kept on pushing it too fast. I was like, I'm definitely a big kid now. She's a tiny, tiny kid. Got to push it very slowly. Because she kept on stepping on it. And then she'd get on it and I'd push it, and then she'd just try and walk off it. And I'm like, no, the land is still, the roundabout's moving.
Oh, okay. You know? Didn't quite get the difference between the two.
Yeah, well, she definitely did get it, but I definitely pushed it too fast for the swift exit that was suddenly happening.
Maybe because you were pushing it so fast, she wanted off.
No, she just, when she pushed it herself, she also got shaped.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Just couldn't decide which one land or roundabout.
It was more fun to go in between. And then she was going down the slide, she'd climb up the ladder, whatever, and then go down the slide. And then I basically she'd come down the slide, and then I'd pick her up at the bottom and rocket her up, and then put her down. And then she'd just keep going down and she'd just be sat at the slide looking at me, waiting for me to rocket her up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I miss kids so much.
Kids love you. It's so sweet.
I was please, can we go to the park more? So I was like to Brian, I was like, where we live, is there a park nearby? She's like, yeah. And I was like, can me and Josh take Rosie to the park? Aww. She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I can't wait.
That's so cute.
I can't wait to live with her. It's going to be so much fun living with little kids.
I don't know if you've spoken about that, but we are going to be moving in with Brian with her and the kids
in winter.
In January, probably.
Don't think living on a boat in January is going to be quite as glamorous.
I think it would be fine, to be fair, but I think it would be a nice adventure to go and live in a house for a bit. And
I think it's going to be very split. Like, I think that we will end up on the boat more than we think. It's a very low-key living with. Like, we're going to move in, so we have, because currently we don't really have a safe place on island. Like, if something was to go wrong, there was a massive storm, I don't know what. Like, one of us became really ill. Like, if one of us got, really poorly, it would be very difficult on the boat.
Yeah, if you can't be climbing the ladder, then it would be really hard.
So it's just going to be really nice. Like, Bryony's moving house, which is why we'll be moving in with her.
So she's got a spare room.
And she's offered us the spare room.
It means that we'll have a bit
of
space for some stuff. And there's a shed, which means that we can do some jobs for the boat, where we have a bit of space, not just the boat. We'll have, space to a fridge and a freezer, which would be
washing machine access.
Washing machine.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
It's going to be really nice. So, so we'll be spending more time with them, and that will be really sweet.
But I bet we'll still end up here a few nights. Because Port St. I mean, I know, guys, most of you are probably from the UK, so a half an hour drive to you is ridiculous to complain about. But when you live on the Isle of Man,
we have 5-minute drive.
5-minute drive to work. Yeah, and that feels long.
And we're talking about making this
a half an hour
minute drive.
That's a commute in the Isle of Man. That's quite far.
Yeah, in the Isle of Man, that's it is half the island, so that's quite a big. It's quite a big thing to do as an everyday thing. So
yeah,
we'll see how much.
So I'm probably going to come stay here between nights of work. so we don't have to commute especially all the way down
like,
south.
Especially if you were getting off work at like, I mean, especially the ones where you get off at 9 p.m. or something, and you're back in work the next morning or something. You're not gonna drive all the way back. You're just gonna come crash.
I was gonna shiver on the boat.
Well, we have a heater.
Yeah, to be fair, the heater, it's like sweat boxes this boat out. Because it is literally basically a sauna. Like, it is a wooden box.
Yeah,
and you put a heater on. It's small. You put a heater on and it warms right up.
Yeah, so people think the cold is what gets you. But actually, the cold is fine in the winter because you put the heater on and you'll be toasty as anything. But I think it's the wet that would get annoying. Like, coming in with wet clothes and things and nowhere to dry them and things would be the annoying part, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, sidetracked from the Sunday thing of that's what you were doing was going to the park,
hanging out in the park, and then fun. I had to come. Oh yeah, so sidetracked.
Yeah.
Welcome to my crazy ADHD brain that cannot keep on one topic.
No,
it's impossible. This is going to be the theme of the whole podcast. Just trying to keep me back.
Okay, let's come back to it. Finish Sunday off because we are nearly there.
And then basically, had to get from the park to the finish line, which is probably a 10-minute walk for an adult, but the 2-year-old wasn't feeling it at the time. And yeah. I was watching you on Find My Friends and watching you get... I was quite stressed because I was watching you on Find My Friends and, like Brian was like, yeah, okay, we'll come to the finish line with you. And I was like, please don't feel pressure. You don't have to come. She said, no, we'll come. Like, my friends also run the marathon, so I'll come see them. But I was like, cool, we got to go. I'm watching you go. And then, like, Rosie was just, like, wanting to stand and stare at the lake. And I was like... come on, Rosie. please. I don't want to miss Josh.
The only thing you'd said was, I'll be there at the finish.
I'll be there at the finish. And I was like, can you imagine? You get in and you're looking for me. And then I'm like, I'm stuck with a 2-year-old. I can't help.
I mean, I did think, I mean, I didn't know whether you were actually going to be there or whether you were going to be tied up and things. So I had no idea. But I was running down through the finish line thinking, oh, I hope I do see you.
Aww. We tag-teamed that Carrie and carried her all the way. We decided it was best to... pick and run, you know.
Nice. Get on with it.
Quick
run.
Big legs, not little legs.
Yeah, adult-sized legs.
Went all the way to the finish line and we were literally stood there for probably 1 minute and then you came round the corner.
Aww.
And I was so proud of you. It was so nice to see you. And I was like, yes. And you saw me and you clocked me and I was videoing you.
I heard you like cheer for me.
Yeah. And then I was, like, videoing you and you blew me a kiss. But because I moved the video as you were going past and didn't catch it. So, sus, babe.
It was such a good finish as well. Blew your kiss, crossed the line. I was like, yeah.
Camera skills not on point, which is clearly why we're not vlogging.
Yeah. Well, you'll see it in the Instagram. I'm sure we'll put it on there. But
yeah.
But it was really cool, actually.
Yeah. And then we just had an extremely chill Sunday because you were quite tired, understandably.
I was really broken after that, actually. Like,
I was like, Josh, eat. I was just throwing you food into the bedroom, like, eat. Just eat some food.
I just crawled into bed. I was just like, I couldn't stay stood up. I was just, I think I probably had pushed it quite hard, so I think I was just a bit, I don't know.
You did run a half marathon, I think you have to... remember that one.
Well, yeah, but it's only an hour 50-minute run, you know. That's the other thing, looking at it, you know. It's 2 hours of exercise, but...
yeah, 2 hours more than a lot of other people can do.
Yeah, but it really took it out of me. Like, it was...
yeah, you were tired.
It had me properly broken for a bit, so...
and then you've been really tired since.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday at work, you were like, I'm really struggling. I was like, babe, you're okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, everything was still quite sore yesterday, but... yeah, I think, yeah... I mean, that's most of the adventures, isn't
that's
it?
That's our excitement. Pretty low-key, to be honest. But I just thought so nice to do weekly podcasts. Be able to, like, catch up, recap our week.
It's really nice.
Get to say the adventures in the everyday.
Yeah. And it's really lovely if people listen. And if they don't, then it's really lovely for us to look back on it and have it documented. So.
Yeah.
But
next week's episode will be on your birthday weekend.
Oh my days.
And some special visitors.
Yeah. Wow.
So that'll be very
gosh,
fun.
Oh gosh, yeah, it's not long to my birthday now, is it?
No, it's less than a week actually. And we'll have 4 full days of adventures with your sister.
Yeah.
And Jared, which is very fun.
Oh, it's going to be a fun podcast, to be fair.
Yeah.
Go over everything that we do on that.
And then you'll be... The most controversial comment from the last time, guys, I have to apologise, is that 25 is not old, apparently, as I've been frequently reminded by quite a few people.
That are over the age of 25,
yeah, think. So you're not going to be that old next week, babe, no, don't worry.
I'll still be very young. It did shock a few people, the comment as well of, I'll be closer to 50 than I will to being born.
Oh, yeah, that one didn't go down well either.
Yeah. We'll stick to not making jokes about being old, shall we?
No, I like calling you old. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 2 years really makes all the difference.
It really does. You're always going to be old in my books, no matter what age you are.
I mean,
you're
I'll old. Always be 2 years older than you. That,
exactly.
That won't change, so.
Just.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm already excited for next week's podcast, so.
You'll be a whole 25, baby.
Yeah.
Well. Thanks for listening.
You put your voice on as well.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, stop, man. Well, thanks for joining, everyone.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.